Welcome to the EQ Fit Podcast. Our mission is to equip people to prosper in every aspect of their life. Whether you're at home or in the workplace, we explore practical ways of improving success, satisfaction, finding balance, and building enjoyable and beneficial relationships. Thank you for joining us. So I'm extremely excited to get back into an area that I haven't focused on as much recently, but has always been a part of my life, and that is sales or selling. Now, a lot of people will turn this off immediately and say, I'm not a salesperson, I don't need to listen to this. But the reality is you do. Everybody is a salesperson if there is ever a situation in your life where you want to influence someone to accept something, to agree to something, to join with you in doing something. In essence, all of those are a type of sales. So when we think about sales and equipping ourselves to sell, what I want to do is take it to an entirely different level today. There are dozens and dozens of sales techniques and ways of doing things and how do you influence people and all of that. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to share with you my decades of experience in sales and training, coaching, equipping salespeople, sales leadership, and organizations to be successful and to be more successful. And here's how we're going to do it. We're going to do it by understanding that, in essence, sales is all about understanding the emotional drivers that are the biggest part of the decision-making process. I don't care how good you are in logic or reasoning. People buy on emotion and they rationalize with logic. That is a proven fact. So today we're going to focus in on emotional intelligence or EQ as the secret weapon in modern selling. What if closing more deals wasn't about knowing more, but about feeling more? And I'm going to break that down for you. We've all heard the traditional sales wisdom, sales is numbers game. Call more people, pitch more products, follow the script, work the funnel. And there's truth in that, to that volume-based approach. It's also becoming increasingly obsolete in today's more complex and emotionally nuanced sales environment. So why is that? Well, buyers are more informed than ever before. I have seen numbers that the buying decision is 55 to 68% made before somebody ever talks to a salesperson. Why? Because they can get online, they can research, they can do all kinds of things. And because of that research, because of what they can do ahead of time, buyers are much more informed and they're much more skeptical in a lot of ways. But what they're not finding in all of this searching is how you make them feel. And that's where sales happen. Sales happen in the shared mind space that the salesperson creates and invites the buyer into. That's an important concept, which means what we do with our own mindset and how we set things up to create the right mindset, not just for us as sellers, but for the buyer as well, it's going to be critical in how successful you are in sales. Let me share a personal story here. I remember my first sales job. I was so excited to get out in the world, show people how I could sell. And my first time as a full-time sales job was pharmaceutical sales. What I didn't realize when I accepted the job was this was a sales job that demanded you stick to a script, which is something I can do, but it's not my favorite style. I understand the reasons for that, though. These are drugs that impact patients' lives. So you've got to be accurate. You've got to be correct in how you present it. After a few months of moderate success, I realized something important. If a medical professional was going to give me some of their day, I needed to make that time enjoyable for them. They hear pitches from dozens of pharmaceutical reps every month. So I reflected on how I could differentiate myself from all the others. Dropping samples, going through drug indications, those things are necessary in that kind of sales job. But it wasn't the most fulfilling thing for me or for the medical professional I was talking to. So I started to practice curiosity with empathy. Now, at that time, I didn't understand emotional intelligence. As a matter of fact, in my defense, that was before emotional intelligence was a well-developed science. I just knew that being curious and willing to care enough to listen was not just respectful, but highly engaging with other people. I developed this approach over time. The results, I earned President's Club, which is top 5% of salespeople with two different companies, and I earned Sales Manager of the Year with another company. My formative years in sales had a lot of ups and downs. I learned from mistakes and continued to practice my craft. As the years progressed, I found that sales skills are really leadership skills, especially in the context of the human dynamics involved in connecting, in building trust with people, and with generating influence. These experiences and lessons learned have served me very well in every aspect of my career, and now I use those to equip others in how to sell better, how to lead others better, because leadership and sales are very closely tied together. It is about the human side. That means we as emotional beings, we have to understand what's going on in the emotional environment, whether we're leading people or selling to people, whatever we're doing, we are all salespeople. As I've said before, if you want somebody else to agree with you, to do something you want them to do, to buy something you're selling, that is sales. And this is where emotional intelligence becomes your greatest asset. In modern selling, where competition is fierce and relationships are paramount, EQ is no longer just a nice-to-have soft skill. It's the difference between transactional selling and transformational influence. I'm sure that you're aware of all the different kinds of sales approaches there are out there. You know what they all have in common? They have a huge gap. They do not deal with the emotional drivers involved in the sales process to any significant degree, which is why what I am expressing here and what I call the EQ Fit for Sales approach is absolutely unique. We have to understand what is driving the decision-making process. And we want to be transformational in how we generate and build influence. Because you might be able to make one sale with a transactional approach. The problem with that is, are you going to get the next sale? And the sale after that. Why do people come back to you? I don't consider a salesperson successful until they're able to sell the second and third sale to the same individual. That really proves that they're building that relationship. This isn't just about relationship selling. This is truly about a process of leveraging emotional intelligence to connect, build trust, and influence others to get the outcomes that we all want to get. Emotional intelligence is the X factor that allows sales professionals to connect deeply, to inspire trust, and to influence decisions at the deepest level, which is the emotional level, where all decisions truly happen. So, why is emotional intelligence a real competitive advantage? Well, when we talk about it in the context of sales, we're not talking about simply being nice or emotionally aware. Emotional intelligence is measurable. It's a learnable set of competencies that equip you to understand and manage your emotions, perceive and respond to other people's emotions, and even navigate social complexities in a way that are effective in getting the outcomes that we want to get. And we want to do that with grace. We want to do that in a way that lifts up the other person and not takes advantage of them. It's the sales edge that helps you move beyond scripted conversations and into genuine relationships with people. Remember that old saying, people buy from people they like and trust? It is more true today than it's ever been. It gives you the capacity to recognize when someone is hesitant because of fear rather than logic, or when a no is actually a not yet. Your emotional intelligence is what helps you maintain your composure during objections, persevere through rejection, and stay engaged without becoming desperate. And believe me, people can tell when you're desperate. There are these things called mirror neurons in our brains that pick up the emotional signals other people are sending off. Emotions are contagious. So the more we can understand that, the better we can be at what we do, especially if we're in sales, because creating that mind space that you're inviting that buyer into has got to be as comfortable and attractive as possible, or they're not going to enter in. In short, EQ helps us not just to sell smarter, but to sell in a more human fashion, a more genuine, authentic way. So there are five different emotional intelligence competencies that we'll talk about that apply in sales. We need to understand the five competencies, and then we need to figure out how do we use those? What do they mean to us? What do they mean in the sales dynamic? Because the whole point is not a replacement for any sales techniques. All those that are out there, whether it's Challenger or Spin or Miller-Hyman. But the reality is any sales techniques that are well-founded will work. But when you add this piece, the emotional intelligence sales dynamic, into any of those, it is a force multiplier. It will multiply your success. So let's dive into those competencies and how they directly relate to enhancing sales success. The first of the five competencies is self-awareness. This is where emotional intelligence begins. This is the foundation. Self-awareness is the ability to accurately recognize your own emotions, understand how those emotions impact your thoughts and your behaviors, and then see how they show up in your interactions. That's an important part of self-awareness. How are you showing up for other people? Top sales professionals know that they have to show up for others in a way that is inviting and engaging. And that's what emotional intelligence can help us figure out. For sales professionals, this means knowing what emotional state you're in before a call or a meeting, and how that state of emotions might affect your voice tone, your confidence, and your presence. For example, if you're feeling anxious because you're behind on your quota, that anxiety might lead you to rush the process or talk over the customer or push too hard. On the flip side, being aware of that emotion gives you the chance to pause, to reset, and to choose how you want to show up. Self-awareness gives you agency in emotionally charged moments, and that's a powerful thing in sales. So the next one is self-regulation. That's the next big competency of the five that we're looking at right now. Sales is an emotional roller coaster. One minute, you're on top of the world because a client signed a contract. The next minute, you're reeling from a surprise cancellation. Self-regulation is the ability to manage your emotions so they don't manage you. It means staying calm under pressure, navigating conflict gracefully, and keeping your responses measured and professional, even when things go sideways. For example, imagine a customer blindsides you with an objection late in the sales process. You may have thought you've already closed the deal, but they blindside you with something. Without self-regulation, you might become defensive or try to push back too hard. With self-regulation, you can acknowledge the emotion, you can pause, and then you can respond with curiosity and with poise. Preserving the relationship and potentially salvaging the sale. That's a really important part of sales, is that self-regulation. The next is motivation, or what I call intrinsic motivation. It is our internal drive. High-performing sales professionals don't rely solely on commissions or external rewards. Intrinsic motivation comes from our deepest held values, beliefs, and goals for our life. And that's the drive that we need to keep us going, no matter what the circumstances may be. This kind of motivation is powerful because it sustains you through the inevitable valleys of the sales cycle. EQ-driven motivation equips you to remain resilient when you're not seeing immediate results. And that is such a great description of what sales is like. Salespeople with strong intrinsic motivation consistently go the extra mile, not because they're being told to, but because they're aligned with a bigger why. Whether it's serving other people, solving problems, or striving for mastery, this inner drive, this intrinsic motivation, creates sustained performance over the long term. The next one is empathy. And I think this may be one that is most misunderstood. Of all the EQ competencies, empathy may be the most crucial when it comes to sales. Empathy is the ability to truly understand and relate to the emotions, the concerns, and the perspectives of your buyer, literally putting yourself in their shoes, but not just from a surface level, really deeply understanding where the other person is coming from. It goes beyond "I hear you" to "I get you." It helps you tune into what your buyer is really saying, not just the words, but the emotions behind the words. Empathy transforms the sales process from pitching to partnering. And that's where I like to live. I want to live as a partner in somebody else's success. Because if I do that, then I'm going to be successful as well. When a prospect feels understood and heard, they feel safe. They trust you more. They open up. And in that trust, you uncover needs that competitors will miss because you're not trying to convince, you're trying to understand. This is where value-based consultative selling really comes alive. I have seen this so much in my work with salespeople. when I was a sales manager, and now as I am a consultant and coach and trainer for salespeople and sales teams and sales leadership, I see this all the time. When a salesperson goes in with a specific thing in mind and they're very focused on that thing, and they don't leave enough breathing room to look at the other opportunities that might be there. And that's where empathy in practice can help us open up new opportunities and become even more successful in our sales. And the last of the five is social skills. Social skills bring it all together. This is the ability to build rapport, manage relationships, influence others, and communicate in a way that fosters connection and understanding. Sales professionals with strong social skills are persuasive without being pushy. And that's an important distinction. Influential without being manipulative, and assertive without being aggressive. They know how to read the room, adjust their communication style, and connect authentically with people from different backgrounds and communication preferences. So whether it's leading a discovery conversation, navigating a complex negotiation, or simply staying on top of mind with a prospect, social skills amplify every other aspect of emotional intelligence. When you put these five together in the right way and practice them on a regular basis, I guarantee you your sales will increase because you're going to be reaching a higher level of sales expertise while you're going deeper with your prospects and customers. So let's tie this all up and put it into practical action steps that we can take. But before I do that, I want to share the proof that this is really something that works. And I've seen it over decades. I've used it. I've seen growth in so many ways for salespeople. This isn't just theory. It's evidence-based. A wide range of research confirms the link between emotional intelligence and sales performance. According to 6 Seconds, which is the largest emotional intelligence organization in the world, sales professionals with higher EQ scores consistently outperform their peers in metrics like customer retention, sales conversion, and long-term client satisfaction. Another study by TalentSmart found that 90% of top performers across industries have high emotional intelligence. Now, one of my case studies, and I'll share briefly with you, there was an organization that is business to consumer that gave me the opportunity to work with their salespeople for 12 months, for 1 year. At the end of that time, that team had increased their sales by 28%. And they had doubled their net profit. We're talking millions and millions of dollars in sales. And the difference that I brought to the table for them was infusing emotional intelligence into their sales effort. From a neuroscience perspective, decision-making is an emotional process. Antonio Damasio, a renowned neuroscientist, demonstrated that when the emotional centers of the brain are damaged, people can't make effective decisions, even when they retain full intellectual ability. In other words, emotions are not the enemy of logic. They are the engine behind it. If emotions drive people and people drive performance, then emotional intelligence becomes the most strategic investment any salesperson or sales team can make. If you're a sales professional, a sales manager, an entrepreneur who wants to elevate your effectiveness, start by focusing on one area of emotional intelligence. A great place to begin is self-awareness, since it's the foundation of the other competencies. Reflect on how you show up before a sales interaction. Are you calm? Are you confident and focused? Or are you distracted, anxious, or pressured? Ask yourself, what emotions tend to drive my behavior in sales conversations? How do those emotions help or hinder my ability to build trust and to communicate value? And that's so important. And the science of that is really perceived value, because they won't realize the value until they bought from you and integrated it and tried it out. So we are literally engaging the brain, the reward system in the brain, which is driven by dopamine, to help them see what the reward will feel like before they've ever actually experienced it. This is just more scientific proof that emotional intelligence in sales is so very critical. Here's another question. How can I pause, reflect, and choose more productive emotional states moving forward? These questions aren't just reflective, they're transformative. So what do you do? What's the next step here? This is just the beginning. In my new book, EQ Fit for Sales, Unlocking Sales Success with EQ, I walk you through each of these competencies in much greater detail, show you how they apply to real-world sales situations, and provide exercises to help you build your EQ skills as a part of your daily sales practice. You don't have to guess what's holding you back. Emotional intelligence gives you the insight, the tools that you need to close more deals, build stronger relationships, and lead with integrity and with confidence. And that starts with leading yourself and creating the right mindset for yourself. Here's another next step. I invite you to register for my upcoming LinkedIn Live. It's called Emotionally Intelligent Selling, What the Best Do Differently. It's on June the 12th. It's a Thursday. You may not even listen to this until after that's happened, and that's fine. That recording will still be out there for you to look at. I'll walk you through all of these principles live, share case studies, answer questions in real time. You don't need more pressure to perform. You need a better way to connect, to build trust, and to enhance your influence and to lead people, because sales is a form of leadership. And that happens when you dive into emotional intelligence and start to infuse emotional intelligence into your sales efforts. Thank you for joining us for this episode. If you have any questions about this week's episode, or maybe a suggestion for future episodes you'd like us to explore, please contact us through our website at eqfit.org. For more information and inspiration, connect with us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube at eqfit.org.